Oh, may all who come behind us, thank you, ladies, for that beautiful song. All of the moms that joined in. Those that come behind us, find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. And the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. But as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness. What does it look like to be faithful? What does it mean to be faithful? I'm sure this morning that we can all come up with some kind of a definition for that word. We can probably describe it by using something from our own personal experiences. And we can also describe or show the antithesis by pointing at something in someone else. Did you get that? We can show faithfulness by our own personal experiences, and we can explain or show the opposite of that by somebody else and how they have been perhaps unfaithful. It's another one of those cases of the splinter in the other eye and a beam in our own eye. It's hard for us to see. But the word faithful, how do we describe it? How do we explain it? What is it in our mind when we think about being faithful? We talk about those that have been faithful in times past, those, as the songwriter said, those that have gone on before us, and they have passed on to us a heritage of faithfulness. What does that mean? How do we describe it? Well, if we go to the dictionary, we may find something like this. The first definition would be steadfast in affection or allegiance, loyal, such as a faithful friend. Grateful for friends, aren't we? Faithful friends. The second one would be a firm adherence to promises or an observance of duty, conscientious, such as a faithful employee, a faithful spouse. The third definition I find is given with strong assurance or binding, a faithful promise. Let your yea be yea and your nay, nay, a faithful promise. Number four, true to the facts, to a standard, to an original, a faithful copy. Perhaps we really need some time to chew on that for a little while. To understand what the definition is of the dictionary referring to the word faithful. Steadfast in affection or allegiance. Firm in adherence to promises or in observance of duty. Oh, I could spend a lot of time talking right there, especially when it comes to moms and dads and rearing children and the faithfulness and the importance of adherence to promises and observance of duty. Given with strong assurance or binding, true to facts, to a standard, to the original, a faithful copy. I wonder this morning, since it is Mother's Day, and we're talking here about being faithful, what a beautiful song was sung. Ladies, you did so well. Thank you, all of you that participated. Is it possible for us to go to Scripture and find faithful women recorded in Scripture? Surely we should be able to find somebody there. Maybe if we flipped over to the book of Hebrews in chapter number 11, the chapter of the faithful, that hall of fame or faith that is listed there in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, maybe we could find some woman there of faith who was faithful. A faithful woman. Sure enough, you can see it there in chapter 11 of Hebrews in verse number 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, was delivered of a child, and she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sarah. beyond great odds and past the very real practical debate of possibility versus impossibility. You know, simply put, doubt. She got past that doubt. Sarah believed and she trusted and she judged God to be faithful. And because she judged God to be faithful, she then was walking in faithfulness to accomplish or fulfill God's purpose in her life. Mark that down. Write it down. Record it in your mind and in your heart that she fulfilled or accomplished the purpose of God in her life. What else? What else is there in the way of Sarah except that we can point that she was the mother of a great nation through Isaac and Abraham, and she became the mother of that great nation, and in that we find that she was faithful in fulfilling the purpose, God's purpose in her life. We go a little bit further. Though we don't see her name in print, and this is probably the case for many people or for most people, we find in the 23rd verse of Hebrews 11, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. So what are you talking about? Well, you see, somewhere along the line, it took a mother. Oh, I know, God still had a place for father. He was perhaps a great man. He was a faithful man as well. But you and I know that it was probably more the responsibility or the attention of the mother that gave Moses what was given to him. We can find as we go a little bit further in that passage of Scripture speaking about Moses choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. You know, it didn't come by happenstance that there was something placed down in the inside of Moses' heart. I can't help but believe that it was there because of a woman by the name of Jochebed that we know so very little about. There's very little record about her. Her name doesn't even come here in Hebrews chapter 11, just simply a reference to who she was. You go back to the book of Exodus, and you'll find that the birth of Moses is found there. I believe that it's in the early part of chapter 2 of the book of Exodus. We don't even know the names of Moses' parents until Exodus chapter 6. We don't even know who it is until Exodus chapter 6. But in the very small details, amidst the anything but the quietness of the day, there was slavery, possible and probable death. We find a woman who not only preserved the life of Moses, but she gave to him such a thorough training during the important and the informative years of his life that when he did come of age, years after he was under her influence, when she had to send him off to the palace, years after he chose the people of God to be his people, rather than all of the riches and the luxury, the fame, the ease that Egypt could provide him. In the quiet of this little home in the land of Goshen, Jochebed did not look for great accolades or applause or notoriety. She simply lived faithful to her calling. I'm not even sure that she was aware of her calling. We don't find in record that there was any face-to-face conversation with God or with an angel to describe to her who Moses was going to be or what Moses was going to be. He was born, and she saw, and her heart swelled with pride and adoration, and she determined in her heart that she would do everything that she could to preserve his life, not only physically, but also spiritually, and enable him to live a righteous life. She lived faithful to her calling. We can go a little bit further and we find this name, Rahab. Verse number 31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Oh, I'm telling you what, we could look at Rahab and find all kinds of reasons to criticize. We can find all kinds of reasons to look down our nose at Rahab. She was definitely beneath all of us. Oh my, we can lift ourselves up and say yay, amen, and honk the horn loud when we recognize how deplorable Rahab was. I'm not trying to pick on Rahab in such a way that we look down our nose, but I'm just simply saying that here was one that was the least among the people, and yet somehow God touched her life. Why? Because there was something in her heart that cried out to be faithful to God. If he would be faithful to her, she would be faithful to him. And so we find that in the midst of her circumstances, living among the heathen and being a heathen, when it was presented to her in just an ordinary way, no big promotion, just simply the promise that her life was to be preserved, why would she even think that her life was in jeopardy? They lived in a fortress of a city. There was no reason to fear. She didn't need, did she, some kind of a preservation promise? But we find through the Old Testament into the New Testament here in chapter 11 of Hebrews that she was faithful to her calling. I think about Mary, the mother of Jesus, just a common girl called to an uncommon task, a task that would have its share and more of pressures and problems. Lifted out of obscurity, in the midst of the mundane of life, a person that by all human observation would just be another ordinary Jewish girl, but she was given a task. She didn't understand the fullness of that task or the entirety of that task or its requirements when it was given to her. She knew that this was a big job. She knew that, but she did not understand all that was involved when she accepted that task. But faithfully, we find that Mary, the mother of Jesus, putting one foot in front of the other in a daily journey, she was faithful to God's personal call. One foot in front of the other, faithful to God's personal call. I think of another woman recorded in the Old Testament by the name of Esther. Esther chapter 4 verse 14 records it this way, "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this." For such a time as this. Somebody shared a quote this week from Dr. Darius Daniels. He said, "We must learn from Esther, who did not love her platform more than the reason God gave it to her." Her platform. You see, God brought her to that kingdom for such a time as this. And if you don't understand what the such of time as this meant in her scenario or in her life, go back to the Old Testament book of Esther and read it for yourself to see that God had her there for one specific reason, it would appear. She did not love her platform more than the reason God gave it to her, and she was faithful. She was faithful for such a time as this. Ladies, you have been given a platform. Maybe it is obscure, seemingly insignificant. Maybe it's small and hidden in the hills of Martin County, Indiana. Maybe you don't even see your platform. Maybe you feel like you're just spinning your wheels. God hasn't come to you personally and knocked on your heart or knocked on your head and said, here is your platform. Maybe an angel hasn't even come, but you've been given a platform. You've been given a platform to stand on and to live by and to live on and to share through and by that platform. The challenge this morning is, ladies, moms, be faithful. Be faithful to the platform that God has given to you. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that you leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. May all who come behind us find us faithful. Now, it's not just for the ladies today, it's for all of us. At the end of the day, this truth is for me too, and for you. It doesn't matter who you are, it's for you too. Be faithful. Those who have gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness. A woman by the name of Elizabeth May Ziegler. Her name will never be found in a big marquee with lights and a holiday, nor will she be known in any history books. From an obscure little place in Bald Eagle Valley in No Name, Pennsylvania, she taught, she lived, she gave, she influenced her little tribe of five children and a host of CYC and Sunday school kids. From that faithfulness, several preachers, teachers, children's workers, a Bible college professor, and more. The potential is nearly unlimited and invisible to so many people around, and yet because of her obscurity and in the obscurity of her life, she was simply faithful. The platform that was given to her, she was faithful. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." 1 Thessalonians 5, 24, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Sarah believed God to be faithful. And because she believed God to be faithful, then that gave her the courage and the strength and the desire to be faithful in her little platform as well. But as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us a heritage of faithfulness. Anna Waring pens the words to the secret of success in being faithful today. Look at the words. Let's sing the words. Let's feel the words, ladies, especially this morning. Make the words your prayer and your desire to be faithful in this generation for your platform that's been given to you to serve God. Be faithful. Praise God. Praise God. Give him your treasure. Give him your heart. Let him be your God. Be faithful. Be faithful. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you for being here this morning again. Happy Mother's Day to all of our moms.